With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Major political polls show a lead for former President Trump over President Biden in a multi-candidate race.
Now, with 6 months until Election Day in November, the Real Clear Politics average of 10 national polls has Mr. Trump ahead of Mr. Biden by more than 3% in a race among three other candidates, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Rasmussen Reports shows the widest margin at 12%, with CNN showing Mr. Trump with a 9% lead, and the Harvard-Harris poll showing Mr. Trump with a 7% lead. Only the NBC poll has a lead for Mr. Biden at 2%. Separately, Real Clear Politics shows Mr. Biden's job approval at 40%, 4 points lower than Mr. Trump at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, President Biden raised eyebrows last week when he described two U.S. allies as xenophobic countries. White House correspondent Greg Cluck then explains that.
The surprising comments came during a fundraiser here in Washington when the president argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. He said that Japan and India were struggling economically because they're xenophobic countries that do not welcome immigrants. Both nations are U.S. allies, and the president's remarks came just 3 weeks after Mr. Biden hosted the Japanese prime minister for a lavish official visit. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government has voted unanimously to shutter the offices of the Qatar-owned broadcaster Al Jazeera. The vote comes amidst deeply strained ties between Israel and the channel. Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect its aircraft manufacturing plants in the Seattle area and brought in replacements after the latest round of negotiations with the firefighters union failed to deliver an agreement on wages. This is SRN News. Churches in New Zealand might lose their tax-exempt status. Newly elected Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says he's interested in finding ways to get churches to pay taxes following accusations by liberals in the media that congregations are getting a, quote, free ride under current law. In fact, New Zealand's churches have been tax-exempt since the 1600s, as most churches around the globe are. Christianity is on the wane in New Zealand, with more than 50% of residents defining themselves as followers of no particular faith. At last check, just a little over one-third of the population calls itself Christian. Mississippi's Republican-led legislature has killed two bills that would have curbed transgenderism. One measure would have barred males from using female bathrooms and locker rooms in public buildings, including university dorms. The other would have specified that sex is determined at birth and that, quote, there are only two sexes and every individual is either male or female. This is SRN News. 20 years after Poland joined the European Union, its finance minister says the country is still not ready to adopt the euro.
The finance minister in the pro-European Union government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk said that membership of the eurozone was not justified at this time. He said he believed that having its own currency helped Poland avoid recession during the global financial crisis and weather other shocks. The euro is the currency of 20 EU members.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, May the 5th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Lance Henriksen, who is 84 years old. Actor John Rhys Davies also celebrating today. He's 80. Broadcast journalist Brian Williams has 65 candles on his birthday cake. R&B singer Raheem Devon is 49 today, and figure skater Nathan Chen is 25. This is SRN News.